Hello and welcome to the Adventures in Student Experience podcast. My name is Charlie and every week I speak to a new student about their experience in education during the COVID-19 pandemic. The podcast's aim is to highlight student experience from the perspective of a student, encourage student voice and allow students the platform to discuss their needs and experiences in an environment that focuses solely on them. In today's episode, I'm joined by Maliha, who is a first year environmental science student. So would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, I'm Maliha Mahmouda. I'm 19 years old and I'm studying Integrated Master's degree of Environmental Science and I'm in my first year.
Awesome. How has COVID-19 impacted your studies?
Other than like not having in-person classes and getting to see your classmates, I'm not finding it too bad actually.
That's good.
It did take some getting used to this strange new normal, but overall, not bad. But I will admit, at the start, like, and I'm talking about results day and the days and weeks leading up to
yeah.
that, have made me want to rip my hair out. I'm not even joking.
Aww.
Because for our year batch, the government decided that they were going to use grades generated by a computer-based algorithm instead of the more sensible option of using teacher-expected grades. So, like, even though they did eventually decide to use the teacher-expected grades, there was a point where I thought I wasn't going to be accepted into Southampton and I'm going to have to move away to Reading, which was my insurance choice.
Yeah.
But luckily, I got in and I didn't have to leave home.
That's awesome. So, how has COVID-19 impacted your personal life?
So probably the worst thing was the fact that my dad had another open heart operation, a valve transplant.
Oh no.
So he had his first one about 4 years ago when he had a valve transplant and a bypass. But I'm sure you can imagine that having your heart cut open once is more than enough
yeah.
in a lifetime. Never mind going through it twice in
Definitely.
Such a short time span. Right? And with the added factor of his age, now he's 4 years older, so it's obviously going to take him a lot longer to bounce back.
Yeah.
In normal circumstances, me and my mom have enough on our plate worrying about him, and now with the added stress of having a major operation in the midst of a global pandemic,
yeah.
like, God, are you kidding me?
That's so worrying.
Also this operation happened like a few days after my birthday, which was also when I first started my first year of uni. So like emotions were running high
because yeah.
for those who did choose the uni pathway, they know that it's such a big milestone in life for students.
Yeah, definitely.
So like new course, new friends, and a whole bunch of opportunities to get stuck into. So like anytime I was doing something for myself, such as joining cool and interesting societies, I felt guilty, if I'm being honest, because it was a period of emotional conflict. Like, because on one hand, I'm excited about uni, but on the other hand, I'm so stressed and upset for my dad. But moving on from that, like, I'm blessed to have amazing and wonderful parents who are, like, my best friends and my safe space. So all the negative and conflicting emotions that I was feeling, we got through it together, and now we're stronger than ever. But on a more positive note, I think lockdown has brought us closer together as a family. Like, I mean, we were already close anyways, of course, because it's just the three of us. So we're close in that sense. But before lockdown, the three of us had very busy lives. So like my parents were busy with their work and I was at college during that time. So the only time we spent time together as a family would be on the weekends. So when lockdown came, it was almost like making up for the lost time, and
yeah.
it was just wonderful.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear about your dad, but I'm really glad that you were able to get closer with your family during lockdown.
Thank you.
has COVID-19 affected your decision to stay in university then? Like, have you thought about dropping out or deferring?
No, not at all. Like, university is something that I always wanted to do, and there was no way a global pandemic could stop me from getting my degree. plus, like, even if I did decide to start uni at the next academic year, so like deferring, like, what would I do in the meantime? It's not like I could go out and get a job, because everything was closed for majority of the time, and the infection rate at that time was like skyrocketing. So like, and also, like, this might come across as kind of bad, but I'm happy that COVID happened when it happened. I'm only saying this because I'm a first year, and even though my goal is to do well, of course, regardless of COVID or the fact that it's just first year, I have a few friends who were in the middle of their dissertations when everything shifted online.
Oh,
and
wow.
doing your diss is just stressful enough, but again, with the pandemic, things were just made 10 times more stressful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And the support given to those students, you can imagine, is just different. Like, having a more face-to-face discussion about it is, in my opinion, more reassuring.
Yeah.
Just, like, I don't know, more comforting if you are like struggling with something in the work. Whereas having those conversations online, it's distant, and having to schedule a time that fits both the teacher and the student.
Yeah.
And there's possible technical issues. All in all, it just equals stressful. Gosh, like, we should just have a counter for the amount of times I've said the word stressful.
No, it is stressful, so you're not wrong. Do you feel like you would have performed better academically this year if we were face to face and not under the current circumstance?
Mostly, I think it would have been the same, if I'm being honest. But I do think for maybe one or two modules, I'm glad it was online. So if I give you an example, for my quantitative methods module, and for those who don't know what it is, it's basically like a statistics module. You learn about different stats tests and using new applications like SPSS and RStudio and Excel, which is most people are quite familiar with, but unfortunately I wasn't. So in that first semester, working with Excel was kind of supposed to be like the basic knowledge that we all should have, but so when we were learning with the new stuff, so like with SPSS and R, I was having to teach myself the basics of Excel on top of that, and that really stressed me out, because it was my first ever semester and I want to do good and leave a good impression on my teacher, and I'm just not a tech savvy person at all.
Yeah.
So like coding and computery stuff is just not my thing. And so the assessment for that module would have been an open book 2-hour exam under normal conditions, but because of Corona it was 2 days instead of 2 hours, so that made it a lot better so that I can take my time and really like work through it, and I did good. And I think if it were in normal circumstances, I don't think I would have performed as well in that module.
I guess that's like a positive then.
Mm.
So do you feel like COVID-19 has impacted your mental health?
I think it definitely has impacted my mental health, but I never felt the need to seek out like professional help or anything like that, because I'm surrounded by like such a good support network of close friends and family who have been and are there for me. So I'm lucky in that sense. In terms of like what I was feeling, it would be quite similar to the most of us at the time, I think. Feeling trapped, lonely, depressed, guilty, angry. And I think anger and frustration were the strongest emotions I've felt, and those who know me personally will know that I'm not an angry person or someone who's got a short circuit, but I felt really angry, especially around the time of Freshers Week, and you just see on social media people going out to bars, pubs, nightclubs, etc., no social distancing, no mask, nothing, and complete disregard for those who are ill, the healthcare workers, and even your family, grandparents. Gosh, I'm getting really riled up just like talking about it now. Like, my point is simple, like bars, pubs, nightclubs, whatever it is, they're not going anywhere. They're like,
no, of course
people
not.
There are people that are like literally dying every day of this deathly virus, and the biggest concern is that you're having a social life robbed of you. Like, so All that anger and frustration because of other people's actions really drained me out and made me super upset, because here I am not seeing and meeting up with my friends and family, people who I haven't seen in months, and you just see other people doing all those things who simply don't care. So it's just draining, and it sometimes makes you think, like, gosh, is it really worth it? I mean, they're all doing it. So those types of thoughts did cross my mind, and it was just a really sad time, like, because it's just a horrible situation that we're all in. I understand that, like, you know, social life is obviously important, but like, it can wait for a bit. Like, I think we just need to have, you know, like, there's plenty of time to, like, go out and meet people once everything settles down, like, following the safety measures and stuff. Just, like, having a bit of patience, because you're not alone in this, and, like, we're all going through the same thing.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to look at it, that you're not alone. I think a lot of students feel alone at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you may not know this, but between September and December in 2020, the Tab reported that 8 students had lost their lives, with the majority through suicide. How does that make you feel as a current student?
What can I even say about that? Like, I don't think you have to be a current student, or even a student, to say that it's 8 too many. Like,
yeah.
Where do I begin? Like, it's simply so tragic. And even though in this country you are legally an adult at the age of 18, they were still just kids who had the rest of their lives ahead of them. And I can't even begin to imagine what emotional turmoil they must have been in to take their lives, you know, to take that drastic step. And like, I have a few friends who have really struggled during COVID with their mental health, and it makes you think that it could have been my friend. And there's just, like, so many factors that come into play into topics like this, you know?
Yeah. So what mental health support do you think would be useful at the university?
So, I don't know much about, like, the university's mental health support stuff and how much diversity there is, but I genuinely think that therapists or equivalents, like mental health support staff, like, from coming from different cultural backgrounds, I think that would be really, really helpful for at the university, because I think that cultural differences play a huge role in the development of mental health conditions, because it's obvious that, for example, a British-born white student situation is going to be miles different from a student who's from a, I don't know, conservative country that with a minority background. So if there are staff who are present, from different backgrounds to deal with unique situations, then you take out the possible risk of generalization, because then the mental health support person can tailor their professional advice to each individual's needs. Now, I realize that I put a heavy emphasis on different cultural backgrounds, but it's not just that. It's about staff from all different walks of life, so, like, different religions, different races, from BAME backgrounds, from LGBTQ+ backgrounds. The list goes on.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Do you feel as if the uni has done enough to support you?
Maybe I'm not the best person to answer that question, because, as I said, I didn't seek out any mental health support from the university, but I can definitely say that for my environmental science department, that the teachers have gone above and beyond to support us outside our lectures. They post stuff on the Teams channels, like doing a challenge a day sort of stuff, or little exercise/fitness activity in the mornings for those who want to go to that. And they try and host virtual socials now and again. So I definitely can vouch that for my department, that they've been very supportive.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty much all of my questions. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah. Just, like, I get that COVID has, like, completely robbed your student experience, and this is, like, aimed particularly for first years and for the students that will be joining us for the next academic years, but, like, It doesn't have to be that way, because I've been fortunate enough to get stuck into a lot of cool and exciting things despite everything shifted online. So I would definitely say keep a lookout for your emails from SUSU, from different clubs and societies, and also from the notifications from your department, because there are still ways that you can get involved without it feeling like you're stuck and just can't do anything, because it's definitely not true.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. You've been a lovely host.
Thank you. Thank you so much to Miha for sharing her experiences as a first-year university student. If you're interested in following along with the podcast, you can subscribe via my blog, which is adventuresinlearningtechnology.com, on Anchor FM or on Spotify. You can also follow me on social media, which is @adventuresinlt on Twitter, @LottieForTheStudents on Instagram, and find my Facebook page as Adventures in Learning Technology. If you'd like to share your experiences, get in contact through hello@adventuresinlearningtechnology.com or through social media. Thank you so much for listening, and let me know your thoughts on the podcast by tweeting me or uploading a voice message through Anchor FM.